The first of the trends you see for 2013 sounds like a really bad ripple effect that starts with budget cuts. What do you see kind of happening as a result of those budget cuts?
Well, I think, and I think this is inevitable, Beth, regardless of sequestration, there will be significant budget cuts, no question about it, in 2013, and it's going to result in fewer contract opportunities, and that will clearly result in more bid protests filed with the Government Accountability Office. And, of course, that's a trend that we've been seeing for the past 5 years. We're going to see that trend continue in 2013. And also, I think there'll be more insourcing of work. Even though agencies won't be able to hire additional employees to perform the work, you're going to see insourcing raise its head again, and the idea will be government employees will just do more with less, and there'll be fewer contract opportunities. And I think this is going to really impact small and mid-sized businesses the most, Beth.
Do you think that there's a possibility that it will strain the relationships? And a lot of work has been done to try to make contractors and agencies be more on the same page. Could this lead to more of a strain in that relationship?
Oh, I think so. And I think because contracting personnel have less time, they're not communicating as well as they used to with contractors. There's a lack of communication is one of the biggest complaints I'm hearing from clients, that they just can't get responses. They can't get a status on whether their contract may be terminated or not. There's a lot of frustration on the part of contractors right now.
Could this possibly affect deadlines? For example, if an agency says, I need this contract submitted to me by July 31st, and then the agency may not even be able to make a decision until sometime in October?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have clients that also, they have contracts that are on hold. They've been notified informally that they're going to get the contract, but there has been no formal award of the contract. And so contractors cannot plan for their budgets. They don't know for sure whether they're even going to be able to retain the number of employees that they currently have on their rolls, because they don't know whether these contracts are going to be coming in 2013 or not.
The second point you make seems to be along the same vein, with pricing becoming a major factor in the award of contracts. How do you think it will differ from the last several years?
Well, probably not much. I mean, you're right. We have already seen price become a very important evaluation factor in the award of contracts. And I think that trend is just going to continue. We may see more low-price technically acceptable contracts, solicitations going out as low-price technically acceptable. I think we're going to see more of that. What we're seeing right now, which is disturbing, we're seeing a lot of best value solicitations being treated as low-price technically acceptable. So we've filed bid protests challenging certain best value procurements because they really were not treated as a best value procurement, because the price was clearly by far the most important factor in the evaluation, and yet the best value solicitation said that the technical elements would be more important, and the agency just didn't treat it that as such. I think what we're going to see are agencies being a little bit more honest with respect to these procurements and call them what they are, which is low price technically acceptable.
Do you have any sense that there's kind of been an improper procurement process going on, where they have been taking lowest cost acceptable versus best value when they've been asking for best value?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, we have seen that. It's difficult to prove. I mean, it's definitely something that's difficult to prove. But I have no question that we have definitely seen procurements based primarily on price. Also, task orders below $10 million, if it's a task order below $10 million, contractors cannot protest those task orders. And I think that's a real problem, because I have definitely seen situations where contractors have just gone with low price, even though it had been billed as best value, knowing that there's no recourse for the contractor for task orders below $10 million. That's something I think Congress needs to take a look at, and maybe statutorily reduce that threshold for protest purposes.
I'm speaking with Rob Burton, partner at Venable LLP. The last point that you make for your top three trends to look for in 2013 deals with contract termination. What makes you think they could rise?
Well, I guess because we've seen them rise in 2012, and I think that because we're going to have these pretty serious budget cuts in 2013, I think agencies will start assessing whether they really need the project that they're financing, and they may terminate the effort, or they will reduce the scope of the contract through modifications, actually reduce the contract value. That may be even more likely that we'll see descoping of contracts and reducing the contract value. But we've seen a fair number with our clients, a fair number of terminations for convenience. As a matter of fact, one small business, I think they're going out of business because they had very high dollar contracts that were terminated for convenience. They had most of their work with one particular department, and when those terminations occurred, they had to let a lot of their employees go. So, and you don't hear a lot about this, Beth, in the press, and I think you're going to see a lot more of it in 2013.
Do you think we'll hear reasons why the contracts are being terminated?
Well, the government doesn't have to give a reason. You know, it's the power the government has that no commercial company has. It's the power of the sovereign to terminate, and they don't need to even give a reason. I think the reason will be that they don't have enough money to continue the project. And this raises another point, Beth. You know, contractors are used to getting options. You know, they're pretty much, if it's a five-year contract, one-year base with four option periods, they're usually, historically, they've always gotten the options. That's not going to be the case. Contractors cannot be guaranteed their options at all. And so you need to prepare for that. Contractors need to prepare for the fact that they may not see the options and the contract may not be recompeted or renewed. This highlights, I think, Beth, in 2013, the real need for contractors to advocate for the retention of the agency projects and programs they support. This is a huge issue. Contractors aren't used to marketing for what they already have, you know, trying to advocate for the projects that the agencies currently have, convincing the agencies that these projects are very important to the mission of the agency and need to be retained. Contractors need to seriously market and advocate for retention of their current work in 2013.
By not utilizing the options, could that lead to delays on multi-year projects? For example, moving an agency's email system over to the cloud is not something that happens overnight. It could take a couple of years. Is that something that could be affected by this trend?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I would think that that type of thing would be a high priority for the agency to execute on, and they would not terminate some contract of that nature. But you just don't know. That's the problem. The unknown element here is how much will the budget cuts basically impact existing contracts where they will be terminated for convenience at some point during their term. I would hope that the example you gave would be the type of initiative the agency would retain and not terminate.